Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, I want to welcome you all to Brunch in the Basement. I know you're all excited, just like I am. I want to introduce and welcome my partner, Cheryl. Say hi.
Hey, hey. Good morning, everyone.
And I know you're all excited because we're going to have the lovely, the beautiful Miss
Melba Moore
on today. Woo-hoo! Woo! Yes, we're all excited, and everybody that's been on Facebook, on our base in the basement page, in the welcome event sort of page, everybody's been chiming in. So it's been really, really an exciting, just a little exciting, I don't know, couple of days, just anticipating Ms. Moore. I want to start off, though, with a song that I'm having actually a little difficulty retrieving right now. So, since we have, okay, here we go. Shouldn't be that difficult to retrieve it. Yes, here we go. I want to play a song by Melba Moore so that you all can start to feel the flavor. We're going to dedicate the whole show to Melba Moore music, to Melba Moore spirit. This woman is phenomenal. So let's just start off with This Is It.
I can't explain what I'm feeling. I'm lost for words.
is it.
Melba Moore.
Coming up later on today. It won't be too long, though, I'm trying to tell you. So tell your friends, tell your family. Everybody knows who Melba Moore is.
You can follow her on Twitter at Melba Moore 1.
There's also MelbaMoore.com where you can check out what she's up to. And you can call in and speak with her today. And the telephone number is 347-826-7536. That's 347-826-7536. If you want to speak to her, you just press 1. And once we can, we'll pull you up. And if we can't, you can listen in. Right now, we're going to find out what's going on in the world.
Right on.
And now what's going on with Nathan James.
And here's what's going on. November 23rd, 2012 was a fateful day for four young teenagers in a Florida Jacksonville parking lot when they pulled up to a gas station to come in for gum and cigarettes. Pulling up next to them was 46-year-old Michael Dunn, who had just left his son's wedding and had gone inside the store to get some chips. When he came outside, he discovered that the four teenagers in the red Dodge Durango were playing loud what he described as thug music. He told the teenagers to turn the music down, and a verbal confrontation ensued. Michael Dunn, who was subsequently charged with numerous criminal charges, decided that he was being threatened by the four young black teenagers in the truck, and he went to his car, retrieved a gun from the glove compartment, and began firing at the four teenagers in the car. Even as the Durango sped away from the scene, Dunn continued to fire a total of 10 bullets in all at the SUV. He struck one young child, a 17-year-old teenager named Jordan Davis, who subsequently died from his injuries. Dunn was arrested by the Jacksonville police and charged with second-degree murder, attempted second-degree murder, first-degree murder, and firing at a vehicle. During his trial, he used Florida's controversial Stand Your Ground law as his defense, saying that he thought the teenagers had pointed a gun at him. No gun was ever recovered from their vehicle, and prosecutor Angela Corey said that Dunn had acted as a vigilante. The jury, however, failed to convict Dunn of murder, convicting him of the lesser charges of attempted second-degree murder and firing into the vehicle. In the meantime, public protest has arisen in corners near and far, saying that Stand Your Ground is just a license for people like Michael Dunn to shoot and kill black people with impunity, similar to what happened in the George Zimmerman incident that resulted in his complete acquittal last summer on charges of shooting and killing Trayvon Martin. In the meantime, Dunn has portrayed himself as a victim, saying that he was threatened, that he is the victim, and that other people, if they were to shoot kids that were behaving in this way, would curtail their behavior. However, Ron Davis, who is the father of the victim, said on Good Morning America that he believed that his son's killer should have been found guilty of first-degree murder. Because there was a hung jury on the first-degree murder charge, prosecutor Angela Corey says she will retry the case. I'm Nathan James, and that's what's going on.
That's Melba Moore with Love's Coming At You. Right now I'm going to take a call. Caller 6085 is your last four digits. What's your name and who? Where are you calling from? 6085. You have a 702 area code.
Hello?
Yes. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yes. Hey, Javon. This is Nia 215 calling you from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hey, Nia. How you doing, darling?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm groovy. Did you call to speak
great,
to me?
Great.
Or did you call to speak
well,
to
Melba Moore? Well, I'm calling you to give you a shout-out as well because I know I'll be Facebooking you. And, of course, I called to speak to my special lady. Yes, indeed.
Yes. So I saw you were holding for quite a while. I'm going to put you back on hold if that's okay. So that when
that's
Ms.
Okay.
Moore comes on, you'll be the first caller to speak to her. How's that?
It sounds like a blessing to me. God is good all the time.
And all the time? God is
God
good.
God is good.
Okay, hold on.
Exactly. All right.
And right now, we're going to speak to our resident sensuality coach. You know who it is. Miss Mika Ray. Okay, for some odd reason, Miss Mika Ray has not pushed one. Oh, there she goes. There she is right there. So, Mika, you there?
I'm always here, Javon.
Okay, darling. What you got for us today?
Okay. Hello, everyone. Today, I'm talking about intimacy. And a lot of people, when they think of intimacy, they're thinking of the physical form, and they're thinking of sexual. But I also want to kind of share five other forms of intimacy so that people can, you know, reconnect with their spouse or even just develop a closer relationship. The first form I have is emotional intimacy. And emotional intimacy is just basically being able to know, recognize your thoughts, your desires, and your feelings, and share them with your partner or your spouse. And you want to always be honest with how you feel with yourself first so that when you do portray that to your spouse, you have been genuine and authentic.
Yes.
My other – go ahead.
No, I'm just agreeing with you.
Oh, okay, thank you. The other form is intellectual intimacy, which basically that involves a mutual understanding of different areas and issues in your relationship, like you're setting goals, you're making a budget, how you want to raise your kids, being able to discuss repercussion and what you're doing in the relationship, where the relationship is going. All of that is part of intellectual intimacy. And then also if you have any social or political concerns, you're able to also discuss those in a healthy way, even if they differ. We have spiritual intimacy, which is if you are religious or if you meditate or whatever it is that you do in your spiritual life, just making sure you both recognize what those practices are and can come to an agreement, even if it's something different. But you're still able to come to an agreement on what those are and use those things to help your relationship grow. And that's praying together. If you both go to church, then going to church together, being able to discuss different spiritual issues with each other, and just being able to share that faith, whatever your faith is based on, with each other.
Excellent.
How y'all doing?
We're doing good.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay. I'm great. And I have two more forms. So did you have a question? Go ahead.
Well, not necessarily a question, but I just want to thank you for bringing up that spirituality is very important in relationships.
It is very important in relationships, and like I said, it's not what you practice, it's just how you're able to come together on those practices and talk about them, as well as because it helps create like a deeper relationship and a better foundation for each other.
Right. So what else you got?
Oh, okay. I have recreational intimacy, which is some forms it may say experiential, but recreational intimacy is just basically being able to get out and do some things together, finding an activity to do together, enjoying each other's time and each other's company. Sometimes I recommend my couples to take like a painting class together, a cooking class together. I may have them, you know, develop a recipe together. Then you go in the kitchen and you cook it. But just doing something where you are being active and enjoying quality time with each other. Taking a walk, going to a museum, having dinner together, things like that. You always want to make sure your relationship remains active physically in that way so that you will always get to we change so much throughout the relationship. We really do. So you're always – those types of things together gives you a chance to reconnect and get to know each other, get to know what changes have happened in your life and being able to come back together on those things. And it also helps with a tighter bond.
Excellent.
My next one is financial intimacy. And that's a really hard one because a lot of relationships break up because of finances. But this is just basically being able to share your financial situation with each other, trust each other when it comes to finances, and then developing, like we said earlier, developing a budget because you never want to overspend. You always want to make sure your bills are paid on time because it does create a bunch of tension in the relationship. If one person is constantly spending, the other person is trying to stay afloat, or sometimes you may have relationships where one person is not working, not because they can't find a job because, you know, in this market now, some people can't find a job, but it's some people who just choose not to work and they want their spouse to take care of them. But you know, situations change. So it may be, can't be that stay-at-home mother right now. You may have to find a job or you all redevelop the budget.
Yes.
To figure out how you're going to stay afloat.
Right.
The last one, of course, is physical intimacy. That's just being able to touch each other, hold a hand. We talked about that before on the show, a hug, a kiss. Those types of things, just being physical with each other. I always tell people, you know, we do not know if we are alive until someone speaks to us. You know, you don't know what type of day you're going to have, but we would not know. We need physical interaction. We need face-to-face. That is how we live. That's how we thrive. So in the relationship, that's how you keep it alive, with that physical touch, holding each other, hugging, holding hands, kissing. Those things keep the relationship going, and it just shows your passion, your desire for each other.
Well, thank you so much, Mika.
Well, you're very welcome.
You know, if nothing else, we're going to teach people how to treat one another and how to keep the love alive, the intimacy alive, you know.
Right.
All of that is
right.
Very important, and you know we'll keep talking about it and keep expanding upon it. I'm gonna keep you on hold as well because if you stay on, I'll assume that you want to say hi to Miss Moore, who should be calling in any minute now. I would like for you to say hi to her if you can. So thank you so much for sharing that.
You're welcome.
All right, so I'm going to put you on hold now, and I am going to play another song by Melba Moore. And this one is a duet that she did with another one of my favorite singers, Mr.
Freddie Jackson. Call-in number is 347-826-7000.
7536. Right now, I mean, how do you introduce a legend? How do you do that without missing something, without, I don't know, without messing it up if you're nervous and excited, as excited as I am? What you do is you try to read a little bit of what you know about them to inform your audience. So just a really brief introduction. Miss Melba Moore is an R&B singer and actress born in New York. She's a four-time Grammy nominee and the winner of the 1970 Tony Award for Best Performance by a Featured Actress in a Musical for her performance as Lutie Bell in Pearlie. With a total of 11 top 10 U.S. hits on the Billboard charts over the past 40 years, both singles and albums, Melba Moore continues into the 21st century as one of pop music's most enduring artists. Now, that's all true, but I don't know if it actually
captures
the
heart,
the heart
soul.
And soul of who she means to me personally and to our community. When Melba Moore was in Hair, when she landed a role in Hair, she took over for Diane Keaton, I believe. And this was the first time that a black actress was able to do that, take over for a white actress in a Broadway play. She was always on television when I was a kid, and she was always on the radio as I was a teenager and as I was growing up. And she's still a force to be reckoned with, and she's still beautiful. And I keep using the word still as if, you know, that's something different. I mean, I'm just amazed, and I'm flabbergasted, and I'm just
honored to have her. Yeah.
So without further ado, I'd like to introduce you all to Miss Melba Moore.
A wonderful introduction. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. Thank you.
You know, we love you, Miss Moore. I'm just all over myself.
Grinning over here.
Oh, thank you. I'm doing very, very well. Are you doing well?
I'm so excited. I can't even sit still. I really am. I don't know if you recall, but the night in April when you did the Apollo with the other legendary divas, Melissa Morgan, that night, I was there at the Alhambra afterwards and spoke to you briefly and invited you to be on my show. At that time, I was doing
video. I sure do.
Yeah, I just, you know, I was excited that day just to meet you, and now here it is. I'm speaking to you, and you are on my show. So thank you very much.
Oh, a pleasure.
I also want to thank you for joining in on our chat rooms on Facebook. You were very active this morning saying hi to everyone, and I'm sure they all felt really, really grateful and special that you liked their posts. So,
well, thank you.
I have a question. Is that really you that
I have some help?
Okay.
I'm on there, but I have some help, but they only say what, you know, I allow them to say, and they try to speak on my behalf and what's really on my heart, because sometimes, so like I'm on the road right now, I can't always, you know, follow up myself, but I have help, but they speak for me.
Right. Well, I guess that's important, having a team that you can depend on to actually represent what it is that you want to say.
Yes.
So I have some questions, obviously. Let's talk about, first of all, your early beginnings and the fact that your family, your mother, your father, your stepfather, they were all musicians and in show business in some kind of way.
Go ahead.
No, I thought you, please.
Oh, I was just going to say, I'm sure in a variety of ways, it's in my DNA and within my environment. It was a very, very strong influence for me being an artist. Of course, I could have done something else, but fortunately, I did have a voice, and I loved as most people do, when you're around artists and music, the environment is just charged and it's joyful and it's, you have a little kind of taste of heaven. So it's a very strong influence.
Yes, and so I'm taking it that this was also your dream, not just that you were pushed in that direction.
Yeah, that's a very good question, because my stepfather and my mother were performers who worked together, and they worked, you know, for a very long time. But when it came time for me to decide what I was going to do to make a living and put a roof over my head, both of them said, get a real job. They discouraged me from going into the industry.
Interesting.
Wow, that is very interesting. Let me just ask a little bit about your stepfather, because you did him the greatest honor by taking his last name as your show business name.
Yeah.
He must have been a wonderful, wonderful man. What would you say about him in thinking about him? What's like the first couple of words that come to mind when you think of your stepdad?
Well, he's an amazing, gentle, caring, loving man who adores his art and cares about people. And the life that I had before that was very broken. I had a lot of all kinds of abuse because my natural father never married my mother. I didn't have a man in the house. I didn't have a father. I didn't have a male role model. And my life went from that. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. I didn't know if my cell phone had dropped the call. I went from that to when my mother married my stepfather, moving from Manhattan where we lived into a family, a real family with, he had a daughter and a son. So I had a sister and a brother. I wasn't an only child anymore. I had to learn to communicate. I had to learn to share and, you know, love in a different way. It just totally, totally changed my life. And he's the one who made me take piano lessons, who made me love myself, respect myself. I never heard him yell or get angry unless it was about something that he felt I did to harm myself. I'd never seen this kind of caring his name is Clement. So I liken him unto clemency or mercy. He's the embodiment of what a man should be.
That's wonderful.
Wow.
That's wonderful. We have a lot of callers who are actually blowing up the line right here, and there's one person who's actually been waiting for just about 40 minutes to say hello. So, 6085, you're on with Melba Moore.
Hello, Melba. How are
Hi.
You?
Great. Good to hear you. Thanks for calling.
Yes, this is Nita Livingston from Philadelphia.
Oh, no!
Yes, yes. Yes, indeed, Melba.
Wow.
And my mom said hello, Ruth. She's at church doing Feeding the Hungry, so she wanted to call in, but we talked, and she said, if I don't get the chance to call Melba, you know, to speak with her, please tell her I said hello. I said, Mom, you know that I will. So you know we always called you our Philadelphia family, and I grew up with you because I did see hair when I was younger, then Pearly, then I met you again at the out in Philadelphia, in 1974, I had just graduated from high school, and it was the Georgie Woods Day, and Billy Paul and a host of a lot of people were there. So, and then after that, I kept continuing to come to your shows. We would get to get backstage. The last time I saw you, because I live in Las Vegas, Nevada now, and you did a performance called Mama, I'm Sorry at the Cashman Theater. Yes, that was the last time we saw each other. And then I've been trying to keep up with you, and finally I found you. You know, God direct me to those who are in your life forever and a day. I love you. I have all your albums. I'm so thrilled about the things that God has blessed you with. And me, myself, I'm now a fashion designer. So I do vintage. I do my own men's fashion line. I have a men's loungewear line. I mean, I'm just doing a whole lot of things. So next, I think it's in April, I will be doing my first vintage event. So I want to keep in touch with you, of course.
Please do.
And follow up on you. So now I'm getting, like, Twitter and all the things that I need to get. And I do have a website, so I'm getting that constructed and built the way that it needs to be. And you'll be able to check me out. So here's my fashion name. It's Nia215, fashion designer. And my motto is fashion is my passion. So when you see that, you'll know that's me.
That's Nia.
That's wonderful. Thank
Nia.
You so much for calling in, Nia. Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome, and thank you. Thank you. Love you, Melba.
So
take
great
care.
To hear you, Nia. All right.
Yes. Okay.
You know, so many people feel like you are family, Ms. Moore.
Well, some of us are.
Yes. I mean, even me, we've never even given each other a hug, but I was telling your wonderful, wonderful manager, Mr. Ron Richards, who I think is a wonderful human being. Shout out to Mr. Richards. I was telling him that in my mind, you know, there's a saying now, a friend in my head. Well, you're like an aunt in my head.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely. I want to go to another caller who's been hanging on for quite some time. 5455. You're on with Melba Moore.
Well, hello and how are you? This is Regina Jenkins, Brooklyn, Brooklyn. Hello, Ms. Moore. How are you?
Oh, very well. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, absolutely. I would not have missed it for the world.
Great. So tell us one of your favorite Melba Moore memories, Eugenia.
One of my favorite Melba Moore memories? I would have to say the pilot show that she did with Clifton Davis in the summer, I believe it was on either CBS or NBC. I watched it religiously.
Excellent. I remember that show also. It was wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in, Eugenia.
Thank you.
Absolutely, Javon. Absolutely.
So, Ms. Moore, you've done a lot of television. What was your favorite experience? Your favorite television experience. I mean, you've done The Love Boat. You had your own show. You were on Flip Wilson. You were on Carol Burnett. You had your own show. I mean, what out of all of that, what was some of your favorite things that you did?
I'm not going to pick one because as you went through them, I was just chuckling at how wonderful each one of them were and so different from each other. I was just watching something that somebody put a reel together for me of a profile of some of the things that I've done. And some of the things I forgot were like Solid Gold or there was some specials like a Bea Arthur who, you know, she did the Golden Girls.
Yeah.
She was just coming from Broadway and she did a music special with Rock Hudson and me. And you know, that's some kind of combination.
Absolutely. Wow.
And of course, it was always a joy to work with Flip Wilson and do those wonderful skits, and you always dress so beautifully. And it's hard to say which one I like the best.
Yes. And you've also done Broadway, off-Broadway, outside of the Tony, because that in itself, we all see that as an amazing, amazing accomplishment. What were some of the highlights of that work? Being on Broadway, being in play.
Well, I guess, you know, first of all, I had no idea that I would have any life in the theater, whether it be Broadway or any kind of drama. My mind just never went there. It was just always focused on music. So it was a wonderful surprise to get to do my first Broadway show, which was Hair, and really basically learn on the job and then have the good fortune to have someone in the show tell me about auditions for Pearly, which is the show, of course, that got me the Tony Awards. And then after that, that really kind of launched me into television, and then I've got my recording career going out of that. And then later on, I was able to do Timbuktu with Eartha Kitt. And after that, Les Miserables, and play the female lead in that. So I guess the most amazing thing is that there seems to have been an anointing there, even though yes. I really didn't have any plan of my own to, and I didn't know how to get into Broadway even if I wanted to. So it's just amazing to me. I'm still a little bit amazed. You know, the shock is worn off, but the amazement is still there.
Yeah, well, you're maybe just a natural actress. You never took any acting courses?
No.
Wow.
And then later on, I've wanted to, but I've never had the time.
Excellent. Wow. You know, I'm just wondering also how, because winning the Tony and all of the accomplishments that you've made, I mean, there's a certain amount of visibility when you're on television, especially back then. That's basically all we had. And then we had, obviously we had movies too. I'm not dating myself that far, but we had movies, television, and you were everywhere. And today you're still very active. We know that you're going to be in the Gospel Fest and you have a lot of things coming up, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But you're right. Perceived as being a living legend, as being an icon. And how does that feel?
Well, it feels like I survived. And I survived with some of whatever it is I was trying to achieve intact. People view me with some kind of respect and integrity. And, you know, I'm very grateful that they view me as one with talent. But I think they view me as someone who cares about the image that she projects, that she wants to be a good role model for other people, whether they're younger coming up or just people that you're around. So that, I mean, I don't think it's important. It's not enough just to be popular and to be known. I think you want to be respected. I guess that's the word I'm trying to find.
Right. Well, you're highly respected in the community. I know that the song Lift Every Voice and Sing, you actually did it with others, and it is now known as the national anthem for African Americans.
Yes.
It's archived that way, nationally.
It's actually technical title is a Negro National Hymn, and
okay.
I didn't do that. That's what it always was.
Okay. Well, your rendition of it, the one that you did alone, is phenomenal. I mean, you didn't do it alone. You had a choir, I believe, singing with you. And I just want to play that now for our listening audience. If you just
great.
Hold on.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the harmony of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise higher than the listening skies. Let it resound loud. the victory is won.
That was Miss Melba Moore singing Lift Every Voice and Sing. Are you there with me, Miss Moore?
I'm here.
I love, love, love that song, amazing. Especially your rendition. Your vocals are amazing.
Thank you.
Amazing. So prior to, you did have vocal training as a child?
I'm sorry, you blacked out. You said, did I have vocal training?
Yes.
Yes, I did, yes. Not as a child. That came later. I studied piano first, and then I studied voice once I got into high school and college.
Are you also a songwriter?
I can write. I just haven't had time.
Okay.
I've written some things. I collaborated with Jim McFadden and John Whitehead on some songs, and they're out. As a matter of fact, there's been a new release of all of my old things by Sony Records. All of the old songs that I did before, they're all, and some of them are songs that I wrote. That's what I'm thinking about, yeah.
Excellent. I want to encourage all of the listeners to please download, go to iTunes, look up all of Melba Moore's albums, download them, look at her videos, give her support. Go to melbamoore.com, tweet her at melbamoore1 on Twitter, follow her, and just like everything Melba Moore. We have to support our living legend. Right now, we have a lot of people on hold right now, so I'm going to go back to the callers. And right now, I'm going to put on Maggie Love, who... Actually, this is her radio station, and
listed.
How you doing, Maggie?
Howdy, howdy. Hello, everyone. Good afternoon.
Hi, Maggie.
Good afternoon. Hello, Miss Moore.
Boss
How
lady.
Are you?
Hello, welcome, boss lady.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I really just want to say thank you for taking the little time out of your busy, busy day, and I'm sure life. To be a part of the Get Lifted Radio family and being on Brunch in the Basement with Javon. I did my research. I was born in 1979, so I had to do my research. And I did my research
yeah.
on Miss Moore, and I'm now a fan, you know. So I've been watching the Soul Train videos and everything. So
thank you. Yeah. Well, I really appreciate your support, and I think this next part of my life is going to be so much enjoyable because you young women put out there the things that I've done before for young people who don't know what I've done so they can, you know, appreciate me too. I really thank you for that.
Yes, and the more young people hear what you've done, the more they'll actually realize what real music is. And that's just me, maybe because I'm not as young as I once was, but I mean, to me, your music and music of that genre and era, you know, and what you have out now, I can't wait for everyone to hear the newest single by Miss Melba Moore. Blew me away when I heard it, so I'm looking forward to playing that as well. So
thank you so much for your support.
Absolutely.
And I just want to piggyback off of that real quick. That was pretty much what I was going to say, Javon, is that I listen to a lot of music that what people would consider old school. I listen to a lot of old school music, and I fall in love with it all over again because me managing artists and being in the recording studio all the time and just hearing – I hear a lot of anger when I hear artists recording, and it's just so soothing to go back to what music was and what Javon was saying. Young ladies, oh, my God, they need to see individuals like you. So I'm going to continue to share. You're fully clothed, and you're still beautiful. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, women need to see that. I don't know what happened. You know, I'm still young, but at the same time, I have a very old soul, and my mother was always a respectful woman, so, and she carried herself with grace, and she still does. So, you know, I'm confused on a lot of things that are going on in the world, with especially amongst our community, but, you know, as long as we try to continue to share what we once had in our community and show, hey, we had very successful icons within the music industry that didn't have to do half of the things that people feel they need to do now to be successful. So I thank you for continuing to be an icon that you are. And again, thank you for being on our show.
My pleasure. And you expressed my sentiments precisely. I really want to show the beauty of life and I work out. I mean, I could show my body if I wanted to, but I want to show you the health and the strength and the spirit that is so much more substantive than just showing the superficial part. So you really speak for me. This is what I'm trying to do. It's not that I feel like I've got it all covered, but this is what makes me want to get up and try again every day. I want to show you, you know, what God has done for me, how he's kept me in good health and in good shape, and my mind is right, and my voice is beautiful. I've been working on it.
Yes.
I want to show you. And, you know,
right.
But I don't want to demean it in any way.
Right, right. Absolutely. And thank you so much for calling, Maggie. Hang out,
yes.
Okay?
All right, I will.
Thank you. That was really my question for you. I mean, as a radio host, I guess I have to ask certain questions to talk about, you know, the things that you've done. Actually, I've been following you all my life, so... I know some of the answers to some of the questions that that may come up today, but what I don't know, and this is Javon the fan asking, how do you stay so fit, trim, beautiful? Your voice is flawless. It's amazing. What are you doing?
Well, I go to church every morning and ask the boss who made me, what does he want me to do with this?
Wow. Amen right there.
Wow.
And I can spare you the details, but that's the way the routine begins. You ask whoever's in charge, how does he want you to proceed? What should your day consist of? What is the word for the day? What is the subject for the day? I take communion. I'm Catholic. My first job is to praise and obey God. And then he says, okay, Melba, go work out. Go sing. Go do this. Go do that.
Well, and you're obedient. So
there
you go. A lot of times, you know, we pray, we hear the answer, we don't like it, so we do something different, get negative results, and don't know what happened. Well, there's the answer right there. So, you know, let's go to the next caller. But thank you so much for answering that question. And
it's like the perfect answer.
That was the truth.
Yeah.
That was just it, right there. So... 3038, you're on the line with Melba Moore. Caller 3038, your area code is 718.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Susan. I'm from Staten Island, New York.
Hi, Susan. Welcome.
Thank you. It's just a pleasure to be a fan of yours. I just want to say thank you for being such a great role model. And I've been a fan for like a year and a half since I saw you here on Staten Island at the Gospel Fest.
Oh, wasn't that fun?
That was beautiful.
That was fun.
That was beautiful. So I became an instant fan then. I started looking you up on Facebook, and I started following you on Facebook. And thank you for your responses. It's so good. It's such a pleasure to hear a response from you.
Thank you.
Yes.
And I love you. I just wanted to give you my love, and God bless you.
And back at you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you for calling, Susan.
You're welcome. She just made my day.
That's wonderful.
It's a pleasure. Love you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Just to let you all know that we do have a chat room open. I don't know exactly how you get there. I guess it's on the link. Maybe Maggie will let us know how that happens, but I know that it's open. So if you're too shy to say hello to Ms. Moore, you can text and type in something, and if I see it, I will definitely read it. I'm going to take one more caller. 8126.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, this is G. Kelly. I've been waiting here all this time. I am so excited. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe. Hello, Ms. Moore. It is such a pleasure to get to meet you.
Thank you.
I've been a fan since I was a teenager. I have been a fan. I listen to your music all the time. I make my neighbors angry because a lot of them are very young and they do not know the legends that I listen to. And this is just, oh, my gosh. I am so excited.
Breathe, G.
It's just like, you are just so amazing. Great. You have been an inspiration. Your voice is beautiful and it still sounds the same.
Wow.
And
yes.
G, there will not ever be a duplicate Melba Moore. And I tell these young people all the time, when you get a voice like that, you don't get another one. You don't.
Exactly. Yep.
So I just want to say thank you for for inspiring me. Thank you for the beautiful music you put out, and God bless you.
Oh,
and I am so looking forward to whenever you're in New York, because I'm coming to the show.
Okay, good. Thank you so much. I love that exuberance and excitement.
So happy.
Do you know the place, the Metropolitan Room?
Metropolitan Room. Is that in New York?
Yeah, that's my next performance. But go ahead, look on my website, and you can find out what the next performance will be.
Okay.
I'd love for you to come.
Oh, I would love to be there with all my friends.
Yes, bring a lot of friends. Buy a lot of
friends. I am. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Moore, for taking the time out, you know, this is my life, to talk to me. I mean, I'm going to be on cloud nine the rest of the day.
Oh, I'm so pleased.
Thank you so much, and enjoy your day.
You too, okay.
Thank you so much for calling, G.
You're welcome.
Everybody is so excited to speak with you. And I think that, well, so am I. So, I mean, I'm starting to breathe a little better now because I have all the wonderful callers to help, you know.
They are wonderful.
So let's talk about the new song. Who wrote it? What made you decide to do a new album and a new single? Because it to me, it's like I'm all over it. It's wonderful. So,
well, music and albums is what I do. I'm a singer. If you're a singer, you got to have records. So that's why I'm doing it.
Who wrote this for you?
This song is, well, it wasn't written for me, but it was written by Dominic McFadden, who happens to be the son of Gene McFadden of McFadden and Whitehead.
Yeah.
And, of course, I had a very long relationship with both Gene and John. They wrote many things for me, including Falling, which was a number one R&B song for me. And, of course, both of them now have passed away. But Dominic is a prolific songwriter who had been presenting some songs to my former managers, which, you know, was my ex-husband and everything, but I had nothing to do with them for many, many years. And so I didn't know he was trying to get the music to me. So he finally got it to my present manager, Ron Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a plethora of these incredible songs.
Wow.
Awesome boy, where you been? And
wow.
He played this song for me, and it was for a group. I thought, when I listened to it, I said, this sounds like, would you like it? I mean, would it be okay if I sang it as a solo and you had the other two voices just like they were, but I would be the lead voice? And he said he was surprised that, well, he thought it was good for me, but he's very modest, so he didn't think that I guess I would like the song, but I love the song, and the title is just precisely what describes, I guess, where I've come from in surviving, and so this is coincidental, so I think it's just God putting us together, and Dominic is an incredible songwriter, but he's nothing like his father, totally different.
Oh, really? In what way?
Well, everybody knows Ain't No Stopping Us Now.
Yes.
When you play What Can I Do to Survive, the music will speak for itself.
Okay. So then how about we just play that right now?
Okay.
All right. This is a new song by Melba Moore. And what I want everybody in the audience to do and the listening audience to do is to pay attention to the music, pay attention to the lyrics, but especially pay attention to Ms. Moore's vocals on this song. I love this song. And once you heard it, I won't be upset if you leave for a moment to go to iTunes and download the song and then come on back and talk to Ms. Moore again, because I want everybody to support this. This is a beautiful song, and enough from me.
What we had is just a memory. Yeah, so inseparable. We used to be. Raindrops falling down on my parade. You gave up on me. Why were you
keep going.
And that was What Can I Do to Survive, the new single by Melba Moore, OMG. That is just, I love that song. That's now on my personal rotation, by the way.
It's delicious.
Thank you.
Yes, it is delicious. I agree
100%. Thank you.
Wow. So that
is going to be... That's Dominic McFadden.
Well, he did a wonderful job. He did a wonderful job, and you did a wonderful job on the vocals. Is that going to be on your new album? Are you're going to have a whole album out?
I'm going to have a whole album, and that's the first single.
And when is the album due to be released?
Well, I'm still working on finishing it. Dominic has some other incredible songs that I have to go in the studio and do yet. One of them you're going to look out for. I hope you'll have me back to promote it. It's called So What If I Fall?
So
I like the strength in the way he writes.
You know what? I love the titles of these songs because they speak a certain truth. You know,
yeah,
Can I Do to Survive? A lot of times.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, the line broke up. No, but I think that's why I'm kind of focusing on the heart and mind of Dominic. And, you know, that is very similar to Gene McFadden. They write about things that are true, real true. You can't deny them. And they're essential. But I should be singing from a point of strength now. I think I always have. But, you know, I'm mature now. I should, you know, be able to encourage you and say, so what if you fall? But I should be able to be a good example and say, well, you know, so what if I fall?
Exactly, right, exactly. Because, you know, life has its ups and downs, and I believe that sometimes it's from the downs that really teach us the core of who we are and that we can come back or come up from, you know, whatever down times that we might experience. And
that's
you've been
very, very important.
Wonderful example of that, too, you know, from my perspective, being a person who's followed your career all my life, which has been, you know, I'm blessed to say it's been a long, nice, long life so far. I've seen your ups and downs, and I'm so glad and proud of you and where you are right now, your ups. Amazing.
Yeah.
I'm going to take another caller right now.
Sure.
7861.
Mika Ray? Hey, Javon. Yes, hey.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, Miss Melba Moore.
Hey. What's your name?
Mika Ray. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for calling.
Well, thank you for being a part of the show. You're so inspirational. And I'm like Maggie Love. I have to do my research. I was born in 83, so
okay.
I'm still learning about you.
Thank you.
And what a wonderful woman you are and a great example to all of us out here.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. We appreciate your story, your life, and your talent. Thank you for contributing and following in, you know, the dreams and the gifts that God gave you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. That was my only comment.
All right. Well, thank you, Mika, for joining us, coming back, okay?
Thank you.
Bless you.
So, Ms. Moore, when we talk about the lows, and we don't need to get all into the specifics of the lows, but how, if you think of career-wise, or life-wise, or whichever thing hits you, your bottom, because thank God that's in the past. How did you go from there to here? I mean, we've already heard you say that you go to church every morning and ask God, what's the next step? What would you do next? Is that how you went from one place to another? Because even us faithfuls sometimes feel such despair that we think we won't get through another minute.
Right. You're explaining exactly how I wound up going to church every morning. And I figured, you know what, I'm going to stay right here because I don't know what's coming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, things were for such a long time. Sometimes you go through difficulties, and it's not just overnight, and it's not just one thing. And, yeah, I'm a mother, so I have to think much further than myself. And sometimes the place that you are is very deep and everything, but then you realize, you know, you're required to be deep, so just stay there. So now why don't you just stay in God's face? Why don't you make that your job?
Wow, yeah, how about that? How about that?
I like that. Now, how about that?
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree 100%. That's right. I mean, you know,
in a simple way, that's the answer. There was so many down and low and difficult things that I just didn't have any clue about, and they went on for so long. You just stay there then. You see, okay, that's really your job, and that's how you're going to find out who you are, and that's your job in life, to discover who you are. And, of course, your real job, I don't want to keep it just to religion, but that's my perspective, and it may not be for someone else's. But the only way you're going to find out who you are is to find out who you are in God. See, might as well just stay there.
Right, right. Why not? I agree 100%. And when one or more, Cheryl, you agree?
Absolutely.
Okay. There you go. Two or more, three or more. All right. So let's
and I know everybody can't go to church every day, but I'm an artist, and so my time is open and free. So I figure, well, you know, why don't you make it a hobby or just do it as often as you can? And so now that God really comes first. I guess I'm saying that.
Right. Someone texted Cheryl and wanted to know, what music do you listen to when you have your downtime? What do you listen to?
I like gospel music.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Cheryl's favorite.
Yeah.
Do you like
go ahead.
I'm sorry, I was just going to ask, is it the Mahalia Jackson type or the new age?
Contemporary
gospel or the Wyman?
Contemporary, because you want to, I mean, you know, because you're praising now, so you want things like, when you read the scriptures, you want to apply to what is happening to your life today, right now. What are the emergencies or joys that you want to observe now? So you want to know, you want to be, I want to enjoy the community that I live in now. So it's mostly, you know, contemporary gospel. And then, of course, every once in a while, I just go back and listen to me some Mahalia or some of the old male quartets and remember what kind of rich heritage we have. You know, don't forget the old, but remain current in the, you know, the contemporary music, I would say. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so let's go to another caller. We have people who have been holding on for quite some time. Hold on. Caller 9843.
Hey, this is Shay.
This is Shay.
Hi, Shay.
Hi,
Shay.
Hi,
Shay. Hey, Cheryl. Hi, Melba.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you. I just called in to say, Melba Moore, I've been a fan of yours, oh, my God, years ago. And I want to say congratulations. But I also want to say, if there's no trial, there's no tribulation. So,
right.
And I see you going through this very well. I mean, it's almost like I'm looking at you back in the 70s, you know. But know that I've been a fan, and I just wanted to say hello. Cheryl.
Thank you.
Do something with the snow, girl. I can't get to New York.
We wish we could do something about the snow. All we can do is try not to fool it. Say that again.
I'm still trying to leave Dallas. And every time I get ready to go, something blocks my way. So just know I'm going to get there, and I'm going to hit you and Cheryl up. Ms. Moore, you take care, and God bless you with many, many blessings, okay?
Thank you so much for your life and your call.
Thank you.
So I think I have to be true to myself here, and I have to play my very favorite Melba Moore song, because I'll beat myself up later if I don't. How could I have a show with Melba Moore and not play You Stepped Into My Life?
How great.
Thank you.
You should see me over here dancing and boogieing. That's the kind of song that I just want to play over and over and over again. I love that song. Thank you so much for that, Ms. Moore. And thank you for everything that you've contributed to our society. You know, the art.
Thank you. Thank you.
The art. Oh, my God. I don't know what my life would be without music like yours.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, I think the real secret to the joy of that song is the arrangement that Gene McFadden and John Whitehead did to it. Of course, it was a Bee Gees song, but that bass line and all the little piano things and the arrangement, that feel that gives you that funky joy, that's Gene McFadden and John Whitehead.
Yes, it was amazing. It is amazing. It's still amazing. It's not a was.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to go to another caller right now.
Okay.
2541. 917.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. You hear me?
Yes, I can. What's your name? And
hi. Hi, this is Kathy, and I'm calling from New York City. I'm so glad that I'm getting to speak to Ms. Melba Moore, and I'm so
glad. Hi, Kathy.
How are you? And I'm so glad
good.
Yvonne is reminding me of, I'm a woman of a certain age, so she's reminding of all of the great moments that I've shared in my life listening to your music, and I'm absolutely loving all the comments that you're making, especially the one that you made about your stepfather. I thought that was the best thing I've ever heard anyone say, and Yvonne, that was such a great question. And I told Yvonne that I was going to tell you that I remember as a little girl or a young girl watching your show on TV, you and Clifton Davis. It was so awesome. I'm a variety type of show girl, and I loved it. And when she told me that you were coming on, I was like, great, I definitely have to call in. And I'm very glad I'm listening, and I'm glad you're here speaking to the old public and the new public, because I'm sure a lot of people who are listening now are grateful to Yvonne for this opportunity. So thank you so much.
Thank you. That this is wonderful comments that you're making. Appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Yvonne, thanks.
Thank you for calling in, Kathy. And
okay.
I want to thank you, Ms. Moore, for saying yes. I mean, everybody doesn't say yes. Yes is not an easy thing to get from people of a certain level of celebrity.
I hear you. Yeah.
I thank you. And I thank Ron Richards again. I want to remind everybody that they can follow you on Twitter at MelbaMoore1. They can go to your website and see what you're up to. Buy tickets at MelbaMoore.com. You can check out when Ms. Moore is going to be in your town. You can follow me at I Am Yvonne on Twitter. I also have several pages on Facebook, including In the Basement with Yvonne. I just want to let everyone know that if Ms. Melba Moore is willing to come back, I would have her on every week. I love you. And
I'd love to come back and see how What Can I Do to Survive is making out, how it's progressed, and I'd love to come back when the next single is out, if that's okay.
Oh, absolutely. When you just tell Mr. Richards to let me know, or I'll be checking in with him. In the meanwhile, let's go to another caller. 7469.
Hey, Yvonne, it's Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Ms. Moore.
Hi, Lynn.
How you doing?
I can hear you. Very well. Thanks for calling
That's
in.
Good. You know, I really was just reviewing, times that I've seen you on television as a little girl, and listening to You Stepped Into My Life brought me back to when I was in high school and, you know, doing the hustle and whatnot with my friends and everything. And, you know, I've watched your career over the years, and I just really have only one thing to ask you. And that question is really simple. When you're, in between shows, what do you do during your downtime?
I guess my vocation really is praising God. I walk. I have mountains that I walk. One day is Mount Zion. One day is the Transfiguration Mountain. One day is the Mount of Beatitudes. In other words, I'm really practicing to be a saint. That's my downtime.
Okay.
All my time is like doing spiritual and physical workouts and a scholar of Jesus, I guess you might say that.
Wow. Okay, that's interesting. Okay. That's, yeah, that answered my question beautifully, because I often wonder, like, what the celebrities do during their downtime when they're not in something, you know, and having to be on all the time. Like, do you transition well into, you know, from being on into just relaxing and, you know, being who you are, you know, inside spiritually?
Right, and it's kind of, you know, I know it's religious, but it's really like a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, if I'm going to work out, I say, okay, well, what am I going to focus on? Of course, I'm focusing on the body, but what I'm really trying to do is download the messages from heaven, from the spirit to the body. So everything is, you know, cultivating the whole being, so that when he gives me a chance to go out in front of the public again,
mm-hmm.
they see his glory, I hope.
Wow.
Wow.
Excellent answer. So, yeah, that's really all I wanted to know. It's so nice to talk with you. And I'll be definitely checking you out on your website and putting in a request to follow you on Twitter. And,
okay.
And I just look forward to seeing what's next for you.
Great. Thank you.
It's
a work in progress that I hope that, I'm part of the whole human community. And since I have a chance to be in front of the public, that I hopefully show people how great they are.
Hmm. Excellent. Javon?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I have to go now, love. But
At least you know you're welcome.
Yes. Wow. Lynn,
thank you
so
I'm on my
much
way to
for
my
phone.
Own rehearsal, so yeah, I'll be talking with you soon. Have a great show and continue the good work, okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bless you.
Bye.
Huh?
Yes. Ms. Moore, thank you so much. I mean, you're making everyone's day. I can't stop smiling. You know, Lynn happens to be an up-and-coming artist. She's a singer. She has a beautiful voice.
Yes.
And I have a lot of friends who are singers, like Cheryl, who's also here, has a beautiful soprano voice. I'm a songwriter. I'm just wondering, and there's a lot of listeners, absolutely, I know this for a fact, who are artists at some degree, whether they're starting out, whether they've been grinding for years and they just can't make that leap into, I guess, prime time, if you want to say that, and some people who are comfortable.
Right.
And I'm just wondering if you have any words of encouragement or any advice for them.
Well, yeah, because whatever level you're at, first of all, try to enjoy it. If it's something that you want to do, you know, as a vocation, of course you have to focus on it and you have to realize what you have to do to make a living at it, all the various stages of that. But it's cathartic. It's rehabilitative, so don't leave it. If you find that it's not for you to make a living at, don't put it out of your life. Still stay with it. Keep it in your life, because it's music, the arts. I think just as, it's kind of like a pipeline from heaven that revitalizes you, puts the joy back in you, makes you focus on the life part, the energetic part that makes you know that you're alive. You know, there's so many things that can distract you, deter you, overwhelm you.
Sometimes
the arts just dissipate that mess and let you live.
Yes, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. And you talked about synergy. You know, like being in sync, mind, body, spirit. You know, it all coming together. And I think about whenever I create something. And I think about, and now I'm getting ready to get a little philosophical or something, and I'm going to try not to get too crazy, because I do want you to call in again, and I say, you know, I can't speak to that crazy girl. But,
oh, no.
You know, we create And God blessed us with the ability to create. He created us to create. And when
right.
And Maggie said something really interesting, and I hope that the younger artists who are listening really got that, that the music of today that I'm hearing is very angry, very angry, or it's overtly sexual.
Right.
And, you know, I'm just wondering, when you hear new music, what's your feeling when you hear this? What's your thought, your prayer?
Well, one song, I saw a video, and I saw all these people dancing, and they weren't professional dancers. It was all just the kind of people. I thought, whoa, that's interesting. And then all I could remember is if you clap your hands, if you know you're happy, happy.
Yes.
I said, oh, I like that. I like that.
Yes,
it's
yes.
Pharrell.
Yes, yes. Now, that song I love. Because that song makes me happy. It makes me happy. You can't. Exactly. So,
well, Javon, the thing is, whatever the music is, it will infiltrate your mood. So you have to choose what you want to, you know, how you want to feel. And I think when people are creating, what they usually do, especially when we're new, we just create or mimic the environment that we've come out of. So if we've come out of an angry environment, we're going to sing or write about that.
Wow, that's true. Makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. And also, we have to realize that we have the ability to create something better than where we came from. So
yeah, but you first, I think, you know, in all fairness, you have to be where you are, and then you develop into, you know, joyful and happier and other varieties. Perhaps your talent is writing sad or angry music. It might be, you know, the perspective that you have to write from. But you still blossom from where you are. You won't stay exactly where you are. But you have to give people a chance to begin. They're not going to come in knowing anything
right.
except what they've learned from life. So you have to give them a chance to start where they are.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. Let's go to another caller who's been holding on for over half an hour. And this is 8470. 786 is your area code.
Hi, Javon. This is Love Rains out of Jacksonville, Florida.
Hey, Jayville.
What's up? What's up? I wanted to first check in and give you a shout out. I appreciate everything that you're doing and with the brunch in the basement, and shout out to Get Lifted Radio and Maggie Love and all of that good stuff. So thank you for everything that you're doing. So I wanted to say that first.
And you're the one that has the creative, the consciously creative.
Yeah, the Conscious Creative tomorrow on Get Lifted Radio. So, you know, I had to show my support and call in.
Well, thank you so much for that. And for all the listeners, Love Rains has a show that comes on Sundays at which time?
It's 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And they speak about the real issues in the community. So what do you want to say to Ms. Melba Moore?
First, I wanted to say, you know, I'm 31 years young, so I'm, you know, like a lot of people, I was raised on your music and raised on a lot of the positivity that your music and others brought by my mom and my family, my grandparents, all that. So I'm very familiar with your work and very familiar with your music. So I appreciate you. One, I wanted to say that, and thank you for everything
thank
that
you.
You've done over the years for us.
Thank you. Thank you.
My question is, you know, I wanted to know, I know you kind of touched on it a little bit, when you get to those dark places, you know, because I'm an artist as well, and when you get to those dark places, and sometimes you pray as hard as you can, you cry as much as you can, and I know that, you know, my mom and my folks and my family, they would always say, you know, God comes in his time, you know, not in our time, he comes in his time. How do you keep going, you know, when you're waiting for an answer, you're waiting for God to say something to you or to speak to you through the arts, and sometimes you just don't hear it or you miss it. What else keeps you going other than, you know, outside of the prayer, outside of the word, what keeps you going?
Well, I think what happens is sometimes you can't go. You have to just stop and be still. And you have to make time in your life when you're by yourself and there's nothing for you to think about, nothing for you to pray about, nothing for you to do. You can't do anymore. You've done all you can. And then I'm a Christian, so I sometimes just say the name of Jesus and let him do the thinking.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Because, I mean, that's something I definitely had to do. You know, it's like it's hard, man, when you get – and you get so caught up in your purpose of being an artist and feeding the people, and you feel like you know that this is something that God calls you to do, but sometimes, you know, it's hard, and we forget that we're human and we have to rest. So I appreciate that. To hear that
right.
from
right.
you is definitely something
you,
that...
And, you know, and the anxiety will come back. Every time it comes back, make yourself be quiet and just, it's like a mantra, and there's no other word that you can say that will do everything for you. He is your peace. But I can preach at you, but do this, and it will do it to you. Because at a certain point, yes, you know you can't do anymore, but you have to have the willpower to stop. Just shut down and let Jesus do it.
Mm. Amen. Go right
Thank
there.
You. Yeah, thank you so much. And again, I appreciate everything that you have done over the years, and I'm going to continue listening and continue to spread your music. So I appreciate everything that
thank
you've
you.
Done for all of
thank
us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you, too.
Thank you so much for calling in, Love Rains.
All right. Thanks, Siobhan.
All right, baby. Peace.
Bye-bye.
There's another song that a lot of your listening audience, your fans have told me that they love. I love this song too. Everybody knows that You Stepped Into My Life is my very, very favorite song by you.
Oh, great.
And I'll keep saying it and I'll keep playing it. And now I think,
thank
I'm
you.
Thinking that the new joint, yeah, What Can I Do to Survive? I think that might be pulling up on a close second. Yeah, I love it.
I love that
it.
Song. I think it's just such a gift from God to me for something that's brand new, you know, and
oh,
you don't have
wow.
to try to recreate what you did in the past. You can actually have a chance to do something fresh. I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah, so just rest assured that song will be in rotation.
Thank you.
Everyone has been telling me that this particular song is their favorite Melba Moore song. Well, there's two
right.
of them, and one I'm going to play before we close, but this one, everyone's been asking for, so let's go Falling.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, so now I've played the song that everybody's been asking for, and I feel so much better. I want to thank you, Miss Moore. Oh, my God. I feel like I'm falling. I'm falling in love with you right now. This moment. Everybody just let me have a moment here. No. So I want to go to the next caller, 0219.
Hello.
What's your name and where are you calling? Who are you?
This is Jesse from the Force MDs.
Jesse from the Force MDs? Wow. How you doing?
Tender love. Nevermore, I want to let you know that.
Hold on, Jesse, before you say that.
Nevermore. I'm so excited, Nevermore. My heart is beating so fast. I'm so excited just to talk to you. Nevermore, I want to let you know that you helped me so much through all the times when I was in my bad times. You gave me a better way. You showed me a way to live in my life, Nevermore.
Well, I'm grateful.
I love all your music. I love the direction that you're going. And I love your positivity.
Thank you.
Wow.
I'm just so excited right now. My heart is just beating so fast because I know you're my and this is like a blessing to tell you this. And to hear all your beautiful music. Your music touches me. Your music is my joy. To hear you singing and the positive words that you say makes my day. Nevermore.
Well, I'm glad. Did you tell Javon that our company, Hush Productions, used to manage your group?
That's right.
Wow.
Like, this day is so special to me because I really miss you, and I love everything that you do, and you helped me so much, Nevermore. You helped me so much.
I'm glad.
To stay positive, to do my thing, and no matter what nobody says or do, stay positive and do my thing.
That's what I believe. I'm glad if it's helped you.
Wow.
And since I've been talking with you, Nevermore, and being your friend, I want to let you know that my family is all coming back together.
Yay!
What a blessing.
This is like, you don't know what this means to me. And when I just gave you a comment on the phone, and just to hear you, let me know that I can talk to you right now when I push the app on your phone, and here I am. And Nevermore, no, I saw you on TV, and you did a great job. Much success to you. Joy.
Are you talking about Good Morning America the other week?
I saw you on Mother Love Show.
Oh, that was a long time ago, right?
Yeah, but I saw you. That's the point. The point is you're there.
Let me get the point.
Jesse, I want to
thank you. This has been such a great week for me as far as you are concerned because I've been seeing you and I've been hearing you and your good words are transformed to me and it's like a feeling I can't describe. I feel so good right now. It's like I know that there's people out there that can help people that goes down the wrong path. So this is like a really, 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 really special day for me.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to be grateful for that and say continue to stay feeling good like that. It makes all the difference. I will go religious on you and say the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen. Jesse, thank you so much. You still singing, baby?
Yeah, I'm still singing, doing my thing.
All right. Why don't you hold on? Just hold on, okay?
Yes, I'm.
Oops. I'm sorry. I think I cut Jesse off for a minute there. But we're going to go back to you in a minute. We're running out of airtime, and there's one more call I wanted to get to.
Yes.
9412.
Oh, yes. Hey, hi.
Hi.
Hello. I wanted to say hello to the beautiful Miss Melba Moore. You are such a class act. You are truly blessed, and you are a blessing to many. And I hope that you continue to be blessed.
Thank you.
Also, I do have a question. I wanted to ask you, are there any plans for Broadway?
Yes. I have a couple of treatments that I'm putting on the side for the moment because I really want to focus on what I think is my anointing, and that's music, and finish the album and promote it and tour support that. And then after that's really kind of out there and set, I'd like to think about doing some more theater.
Great. So I'll definitely be in the house. I wanted to say just two more things. I wanted to say I'm here in Detroit from New York to celebrate my BFF's birthday, Netta Jordan.
Hello, Melba Moore. You are
Hey, welcome.
We are definitely turning it up here in Detroit. A part house party tonight. We'll be playing
right.
some of your music.
Yes.
And also, if ever you are in Detroit, please get in contact. I'd love to know because you're welcome to come over our house for dinner. We'll pick you up from the airport and everything.
Oh, how sweet. Thank you.
One more thing I wanted to say to my beautiful girlfriend, Javon. This is Sean, and I'm in Detroit, girl. I told you I was going to call in.
She's told us all about you, and we will be listening forevermore. Kudos on your program.
Javon.
The air time went out.
Javon. Goodness.
Javon.
Javon.
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry. I'm still learning. But thank you so much, Sean. I love you, girl.
It's okay, Javon, but I wanted to say thank you for allowing us to say it plain on Saturday. And I just want to say, I'm saying it plain. Thank you, Jesus, for all of my blessings. Amen.
That's it.
All right, see you later.
Thank you. I'll see you later, Sean.
All right.
Miss Moore?
This is Sean. Yes.
I'm sorry, Sean. We're getting ready to close the show. We only have 3 minutes left. But I want to thank you for spending time with us all of this time. And it seems like more callers are calling in now, so we definitely have to do a part two.
Okay.
I can't get to everybody. And we have to end the show. I'll let on 8470, who's been calling, who's been holding for a while. But you have to keep your comment. Oh, okay. All right. So we can't even do that. We can't even do that because we're completely out of time. But what I wanted to do is dedicate your own song back to you, Miss Moore.
Oh.
And that song is Lean On Me. If you ever find yourself in a situation where you need whatever it is that I can offer you, whether it be a place to talk publicly, speak publicly about something.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, there they go. They're giving me the countdown.
They'll cut you off.
If you want your stuff out there, you just let me know.
Yes.
Whatever it is.
That's very important. That's very important to us. If it don't be for you, nobody knows what we're doing. So thank you.
Yes. And I want to thank everybody for calling in. And with that, lean on me.
Let me
You said it was recorded.